This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Welcome to Saturday Night, or as we call it around these parts, Radio Night Live. We are still, because of the kind of insane governance of one Mario, he's rolling in his grave, Andrew Cuomo, Mario's son, the governor of New York, we are still observing some voluntary quarantines with the staff. So we've had to go back to virtual production of the show. So if you're on the TV side, it may look slightly different than if we were live. There's reasons for that. But I don't want you to go anywhere, because we have a TV exclusive that if you're just listening on radio, you might miss some of the significance of coming up at the end of the second hour. We've got an exclusive special musical guest to end the show with that I can't reveal the uniqueness of how special that is. But you may want to, for the final segment of the second hour, jump onto the live stream on my Twitter feed or Periscope or the Biz TV online feed. They have an online feed. You might want to check out our YouTube feed. Turn on the Biz TV station in your local area for the final segment of hour two. If you want to see the video side of it, I'm just gonna tease it. That's all I'm gonna say. Now, before that, we've got an enormous show coming up in the second hour. We have the Ladies Lounge to beat all ladies lounges. We've got Bethany Mandel of the Washington Examiner. She's gonna talk about the fear that parents are having in going back to school this fall with their kids. And friends, that stuff is real. The bride and I sat on a 3 hour. Board of Education Zoom meeting for our district this week, and it's the kind of thing where you just don't know what to expect going into it. We had some better news than we expected to, but we're actually going to get all of our schools open at least for part of the week for the first 6 weeks, and then they're going to try to increase it after that going forward. But it was better than what we had anticipated. But that is happening all over the country. And Bethany Mandel, writing for the Washington Examiner this week, has some pertinent observations about that. Before that, another young mom, an African-American mom of a little boy named Legend. That's right, an African-American mom of a little boy, a little African-American boy named Legend, who was killed by other black youths in Kansas City. Was the guest of the president this week as he launched something called Operation Legend. How important was that? Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum is going to join us in the Ladies Lounge. Before that, Kristen B. Tate, columnist for The Hill, is going to take on Joe Biden. He has this crazy idea that we should teach the Islamic faith in our schools. He said it himself. We have the audio. You'll hear it with your own ears. Prior to that, Carol Markowitz, with one of my favorite annual things that we do every year. She's, of course, the writer for the New York Post, but she celebrates something called an Americaversary. You need to hear in her own words what it means to her. So that's all coming up in hour number two. I hope you'll stay with us. Now, in this hour, the chaos, the utter criminal chaos that's going on in our biggest cities, Portland, Chicago, New York, Albuquerque, Kansas City, places where crime has been out of control. And by the way, the 25 most dangerous cities in the country, all run by Democrats. The president is starting to flex a little. This Operation Legend is designed to do part of that. He's going to step up to the plate. He's going to provide some resources to cities that need them. Some cities are taking them, and some are fighting him on it. He's also going to protect the federal properties, So the Portland situation is just diminishing by the moment. That mayor is a ridiculously stupid man. The taxpayers of Portland deserve better than what they're getting. And they're not going to, and President Trump's not going to let them burn the federal courthouse down. He's going to hold people accountable. So that's all going on. But Bernie Kerik, the NYPD commissioner who was on duty the day that the Twin Towers were felled by terrorists, he will weigh in on this because he's in his 30 years in police life in the New York City area, he's seen some of this. And I'll ask him, is it worse than the worst that he ever saw before? We'll ask him that. He's coming up later this hour. And then to get started, next segment, John Solomon, who was one of the founders of The Hill and has now founded Just the News. I know it's a novel concept, newsman telling just the news. But he is here with a brand new book that has 150 individual national security scoops. It's called Fallout, and it tracks the Bidens and the Clintons in a lot of the corruption that they double dealt with our country. And friend, if you don't read any other book before the election, I think you owe it to yourself to read this. But John Solomon, journalistic stud, is with us tonight. So that's all straight ahead. Hey, I got some good news for you. Do you remember the young man, Nick Sandman? He was the guy that stood there from Covington Catholic High School waiting for his bus at the edge of the Supreme Court property when this actor who played an Indian activist came up and was chanting at him in his face. And Nick stood there and just minded his own business. Smiled, was nothing but polite. When his classmates tried to make trouble, he told them, no, don't do that, just be kind. Well, he has gotten the Washington Post and CNN both now to settle with him out of court. The lawsuits were launched for $270 and $220 million, respectively, each. But these two news outlets savaged this young man, claiming things that weren't even close to true. And he's got two of those six lawsuits. He's suing everybody. Everybody that came after him, he has filed a lawsuit for. And I expect more dollars to flow his way very, very soon. Another big win this week. And this for those of you parents who are concerned about the schools and going back. There's been, if you run in elite circles at all, if you're around any kind of wine and cheese crowds, there's this kind of superiority complex that they respond to when you talk about school and the coronavirus. And I saw a lot of this on that Board of Education meeting that I was telling you about. They're just the worst, and they're not even all that educated. We had one guy get on the Board of Education call that we were attending virtually. And the guy said, well, we know that 7% of all the infections in America are children. And according to the infection to death rate, that means at least 1% of them have died, which means we've already lost 140 children in America so far. Now, he says all this with straight face. Nobody on the Board of Education corrects him. I keep waiting for other people to line up at the virtual microphone, which is a phone number, and to correct him. No one did. So I called in. And I said, hold on a second. There's not 140 dead children from COVID in America. Not one child has died, according to the CDC. Not one. As COVID being the primary cause or even a contributing cause to their death. Not one. That was as of last weekend. There haven't been any reported this weekend. So it's with that as the context that when I discovered the next morning after that call that the CDC is now falling in line with the same recommendations made by the American Academy of Pediatrics, which, you know, the American Academy of its pediatric doctors and the CDC are both saying what 83% of the people in our village said. And I was so pleased to see that number because there was great fear among some of the moms that maybe the hysterical Karens were going to carry the day. But everybody is saying what's best for the kids is to get them back to school, get them back into their routine. And if you've got special ed kids that have IEPs or, any of those other kind of tangibly important things that where that contact and that extra oomph is given, it's crucial. But now you can also say, well, the CDC also says so, along with the American Academy of Pediatrics. So some good news. We're going to get some kids going back to school this fall. And I don't see that having anything but a very positive effect on the children that remote learning did not do much for. And I'm sorry, those of you in California tonight, I got word this week, you're all remote learning all next year. I don't think that's fair, and I think you should fight it, California. I think you should march on Gavin Newsom's mansion as the governor, the same way that protesters are trying to burn the courthouse down in Portland. You actually have cause to go protest him. Go protest him, but kill him with kindness and say, get my kids back to school. I'm Kevin McCullough, coming right back. A huge show. John Solomon joins me first. It's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Falls on the shoulders of local elected leadership. Never forget that. When they abdicate their duty, the results are catastrophic.
That's what the president was saying yesterday and continues to hold true to today as he has announced the launching of Operation Legend. We're going to get into that on a couple of different levels before this show is done today, and I hope you'll stick around. What a huge show we've got for you. Coming up, Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum, and she will weigh in on the mom of Legend, the young boy this operation is named after, and why it's so important. Important that black Americans understand that the president is far from what Joe Biden called him today, the only racist president in American history. He does remember some of our president's own slaves, right? He does know that? I'm just curious. Anyway, we'll get into that. Bethany Mandel from the Washington Examiner is going to stop by. There is a major panic amongst parents about what school is going to bring this fall. She's going to break that down for us, and we haven't had Bethany on in a while. Looking forward to having her back. But first, with kind of an exclusive scoop, as he is often one to bring them to his own website called Just the News. Imagine that concept nowadays. Someone that just reports what the news is, doesn't try to take a specific angle or narrative to it before he publishes it. John Solomon, J. Solomon Reports, if you're following him on Twitter, and, of course, one of the founding men and brains behind that publication called The Hill, and he rejoins us. John, welcome. Glad you're with us on this Thursday.
I'm glad to join you, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
And congrats on the publication of your brand new book. It's called Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enrich the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. John, let me start with something from this week's headlines. The Ukraine named Joe Biden as an official criminal suspect in the bribery issue that seems to have gotten an official out of their job in exchange for U.S. aid. We saw him brag about that. What can the Ukrainians do to him?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. What they have to do is do an investigation and determine if there was anything inappropriate about Joe Biden's 2016 threat to then-Ukrainian President Poroshenko, saying, if you don't fire this prosecutor, the Attorney General of Ukraine, essentially, you're not getting $1 billion of U.S. aid. And at that very moment he uttered those words, it is not in factual dispute. That prosecutor was overseeing a active, ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's employee, Burisma Holdings, which was a natural gas company in Ukraine. The allegation that the former prosecutor who was fired has asked to be investigated was that Joe Biden's activities were an unlawful interference in an ongoing investigation in which he had a personal familial interest. So what the fired prosecutor has asked to investigate that Joe Biden illegally got him fired because it's to stop an investigation of his son. So that's the focal point. Ukrainian law enforcement doesn't quite work the way we do, so it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of it, but that is indeed a true story and something that's out there.
Yeah. Well, and I'm guessing that when your book is subtitled Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies, that's a mouthful, by the way, that enriched
I tried saying that three times.
Clinton
yeah.
and Biden dynasties, you're talking about corruption that has gone on for quite a while. You're talking about decades here in this book.
Yeah, absolutely. What this is, the book has like 150 little mini scoops in it, but it tells one large story of how the Obama, Biden, Clinton team tried to reboot relations with Russia. It failed miserably. We gave Vladimir Putin tens of billions of dollars of nuclear fuel contracts with American utilities. We gave him a uranium one, the 20% of uranium assets underneath the United States soil. And we helped him build an alternative Silicon Valley called Skolkovo, which now today the U.S. Intelligence Committee tells us is a outposts for military espionage against the United States. It was weaponized against us. And as soon as Obama, Biden, and Clinton gave that up to the Russians, Vladimir Putin pulled the rug out from underneath us, invaded Ukraine, and we went to chilly relations. So it was a horrible foreign policy failure. Some people I interviewed said it may have been the worst foreign policy failure in 50 years. But at the same time it was going on before it failed, lots of Democratic figures were getting in and cashing in on the game. Joe Biden's energy advisor was a paid consultant for the Ukrainian nuclear company, advising them how they could get into the U.S. market and make money and maybe put the American uranium business out of business. Bill Clinton gets a $500,000 check. The Clinton Foundation gets millions of dollars from people interested in the Russia reset. John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's eventual campaign chairman, his clean energy company where he sits on the board, suddenly gets a Russian investment. Keep in mind, Russians don't really care about clean energy. They're an oil and gas economy, so that looks a little suspicious. Lots of people. And then, of course, when it fails, Joe Biden goes to Ukraine and tries to help Ukraine build a natural gas infrastructure so they don't have to buy Russian gas in the future. And who's in the vapor trail of that decision? Well, it's Hunter Biden getting $3 million from Ukrainians' largest gas company, and so he's cashing in his dad's foreign policy. So that's the corruption, that's the failed policy that Hillary Clinton was trying to hide when she hired Christopher Steele, Fusion GPS, to do the Oppo research and try to create a Russian narrative, a false Russian narrative, that somehow Donald Trump and the Republicans had a Russia problem.
Well, it's just so stunning, and you work through that so fast, John. I feel like there's 1,000 questions that need to be asked about each little sentence that you had. But for those that are that this is brand new to, talk to us about why some of this stuff is so deeply wrong. Does it cross legal violations in certain areas? Is it just bad practices in others? What's the crime here?
Well, listen, one of the things that all federal officials are required to do is not only to avoid an actual appearance of conflict of interest. I'm sorry, not to avoid an actual conflict of interest, but also to avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest.
Right.
And we just went through the impeachment trial where Joe Biden's own State Department officials, the people that worked under Joe Biden on the Ukraine policy, said, we believe Joe Biden and Hunter Biden created the appearance of a conflict of interest in dealing with the Ukrainians and cashing in at the same time. Similarly, Hillary Clinton going into Russia, doing the reboot at the same time her husband's collecting $500,000 speaking fees and collecting millions of dollars for the Clinton Foundation, created the appearance of a conflict of interest. The problem is, those laws just simply don't get enforced anymore. It's almost become accepted that everybody's going to have their hand in the cookie jar. And it's that swamp that American voters were so angry about that they elected Donald Trump to drain.
Yeah.
And so we'll see over the next few years whether the Trump administration had similar problems or whether we had an interruption in that swamp behavior. But the 2009 to 2019 decade is chock full of examples of government officials going through revolving doors, working for the Russians and going for the government and going back to the Russians, cashing in on familial connections and reputations. It's exactly why Americans are so disgusted with Washington.
Well, it certainly seems that it has become the way of life, particularly for that class of Democratic establishment. You said there's 150 little mini scoops in this book. Give us something that nobody knows. Tell me something that I've never seen reported anywhere before.
Yeah, this is something that's, I think, really important because, remember, there was a famous soundbite from Hillary Clinton in 2017 where she says it's just criminal. It's awful that Donald Trump was in bed with Russia and that the Russians were targeting him and he's trying to cover it up. Well, it turns out none of that was true, right? He was never colluding with the Russians, according to Robert Mueller. There was no effort to cover it up. The investigation went on unimpeded. But back in 2010, 2011, we now know, because of some declassified documents I got from the FBI, that Hillary Clinton was the abject target of a deep Russian spying effort. It targeted her. There were 10 illegal spies. They're called illegals. If anyone who watched the TV show The Americans, you know what that's about.
Yep, yep. John, hold that thought. Coming right back with John Solomon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators say they will challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on January 6th to certify that vote. Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would be leading the challenging block. The group is calling for a 10-day audit of the results in disputed states. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is one of those challenging the results and tells Fox News that the move is about making sure that voters can be confident in the electoral system.
There are ways for us to approach this. This is one of them. We should get answers to this. The American people should be able to trust in their electoral system, and the Electoral College is a vital part of our process, and this will be the opportunity that we have to weigh in.
This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Radio Night Live, live from New York City. I still hold that it's the greatest city on planet Earth, but it has gone downhill dramatically. Bernie Kerik will address the nation's violence with our cities coming up yet this hour. But we're talking with John Solomon. The book is Fallout. And John, during the break, you were reminding me, you think that maybe the biggest crime of all was the Obama failed Russian reboot with Russia. But why?
We weakened our national security and our posture to Vladimir Putin in the name of a peace pursuit that did not pan out. It was a major loss of national security, a major loss of foreign policy failure. And a lot of people don't realize or appreciate how damaging that Russian reboot was to the U.S.-Russia dynamic.
You come towards the end of the book in Chapter 10, and you talk about what things all mean for the future. What are the takeaways from all of the, and friends, you got to get this book, Fallout, by John Solomon. What are the takeaways, and how long will it take us to recover? Can we? Can we fix things that got exposed at this time? What's the big takeaway?
It's, you know, I think we have kind of reversed course from a period of 8 years of what I would call foreign policy appeasement. That's sort of the approach that the Obama-Biden-Clinton team did, which is we'll try to make friends with our enemies and see what happens. Some will argue the Iran deal was good. Some will argue it's bad. The Russian effort failed miserably. The China effort failed miserably. And so Trump has sort of gone back, when you look at President Trump, he's sort of gone back to the Ronald Reagan approach, which is basically peace through strength, which is we're going to be strong and we're going to hold our enemies. We're going to sanction them. We're going to pressure them. If you look at what actions the president has taken against China in just in the last few weeks, devastating blows against China. He's put far tougher sanctions on Russia than Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, or Joe Biden.
You never know that watching the media, though. They think that he's butting up with them.
That's right. That's the amazing thing. And almost everything, but that's exactly the final point of the chapter. Chapter 10 is designed to talk about the decade of deceit, which is that institutions we came to assume and believe would remain above politics and remain above false information, the FBI, the State Department, the Justice Department, the intelligence community, the news media, all during the decade of 2009 to 19, fell prey to politics and deceitful information. When the FBI changes a document to hide an embarrassing fact, they've committed a crime, but they've also deceived the American public. When the news media, like the New York Times, which was exposed last week, the main story that the New York Times wrote on Russia collusion in February 2017, the FBI concluded immediately all nine major facts in that story were wrong. The New York Times, front page.
Wow.
So these institutions that were truthful with us, were above politics, have now been dragged into politics and into deceit. And I argue with Seamus in the final chapter, that may be the greatest threat, the greatest outcome, the greatest fallout of the last decade, which is institutions that were key to democracy, to safety, to security, to honesty, have been corrupted by politics and deceitfulness. And we're in a new era of information warfare where tactics we use to destabilize our enemy through warfare, they're now being used against the American people to create false realities. That's very dangerous.
John, I've already kept you too long. Just one last question. You started The Hill. You care passionately about good journalism. You've seen what has happened to The New York Times, and you've implied the media's culpability in what you've talked about today. I'm just curious, as you relaunched another entity called Just the News, where do you measure the level of honesty and necessity that the media is giving the American people today, and what's your outlook on your industry?
Well, I think the greatest barometer of the trust and the bond of trust that the American media has with the news media today comes in the recent Pew poll that showed, I think, the favorability rating of American national news media is like below 20%. That's devastating. I mean, any politician that had a below 20% favorability rating would be resigning from office.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be a wake-up call to all my colleagues. You know, history's had moments. We had the yellow journalism era of the early 1900s, and then we got better. We learned from it. We got better. We had the Janet Cook failure. We've had major failures in other stories in the past. I think we are in an awakening moment where the industry has to look at itself and say, we've had some serious thing wrongs. We got to stop doubling down. We've lost our neutral voice. And I think the natural gravity of the American marketplace of democracy is going to create an introspection moment, perhaps right after this election, where the media will look back and say, we've lost too much. We got to reevaluate where we are. And that's why we created Just the News, to try to just get the ball started. Neutral voice, transparent reporting. Anyone that reads our stories can also read all our documents, video and audio. We put them in a tab called Dig In, because we don't want to indoctrinate you or be arrogant enough to say you should just trust us because we're Just the News. We give you our materials. In this book, there are 120 pages of endnotes. Every sentence is attributed back to the source document, so readers can see it themselves. We transparency and neutrality are the ultimate fantasy as to what the news media has done to itself.
Well, that's well said. John Solomon, I always appreciate your very intense and thorough work. Thank you for this. Congrats on Fallout, and let's just hope that a lot of people read it and we wake up to where we're at today. John Solomon, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
More Radio Night Live straight ahead, plus a big ladies' lounge next hour. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Radio Night Live. We've got a big special ending segment for you tonight at the end of Hour 2. A special musical guest. We don't often have special musical guests, but we do tonight, and I hope you'll stick around for that. Plus, a packed ladies' lounge. Listen to this. Carol Markowitz, Kristen B. Tate, Kelsey Bowler, Bethany Mandel, all on the same night. How can you get that much female brilliance into one studio all at the same time? This is an amazing thing tonight. It's one of the biggest shows we've ever done. Thanks to John Solomon for all he's doing. Friends, everywhere you look, every which way you turn, you see violence. Portland, Chicago, New York, it's all over the place. And someone who's concerned about that is the great NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerik. Bernie Kerik, welcome back to Radio Night Live. Has it been this bad in your, you know, collective memory since you left active police duty?
No, it hasn't been like this since
since Giuliani came into office in 1994. We were at the height of the crime epidemic, the crack epidemic, if you will, back then. New York City had 2,200 murders a year. But over the 8 years Giuliani was in office, that dropped by about 70%, the murder rate. Violent crime dropped about 65%, and it continually went downhill from there until Mayor de Blasio came into office. And especially in the last year, we've started to see spikes in violent crime, in shootings, in murders in New York, and basically outright lawlessness. And as I was listening to your opening for this segment, the one thing that I kept hearing over and over are, in certain cities, this is happening where mayors are not enforcing the law. There's lawlessness, there's violence, there's shootings, there's murders. The one thing you did not say is that every one of those cities are run by a Democrat. And that is a reality. So, I urge your listeners to take a broad look at this, a good look. Look at the cities that have consistently seen the slaughter of young black men and women in them for the last few decades, and they're all run by Democrats. The Democratic Party is, they support this ideology to let things go as they are. And as a result, it has really, really, and I hate to sort of talk about what the Russians are saying. There are cities in this country now that look like a war zone, Chicago being one of them.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to have to do something. And if the Democratic Party is not going to do it, then the president has no choice. And I will tell you, it's pretty disturbing. It's pretty annoying, upsetting, frustrating to hear governors. I watched a thing this morning. Tom Ridge, the former governor of Pennsylvania, said, it would be a cold day in hell before he would let the feds come into his state. Well, I got news for Tom Ridge and any other governor or mayor that thinks that the federal government cannot come into their cities and enforce federal law. They're insane. That's nuts. First of all, the federal courthouses can be protected by the federal government. Two, guns, gangs, drugs. There are federal laws on the books that the feds can come in and enforce those laws and start locking people up. And I have to tell you, in areas like Chicago, if I was the mayor, I get you don't like Donald Trump. You're a Democrat. You despise the guy, whatever the case may be. But you know what? President Trump has the ability to order 150 to 200 DEA and ATF agents and FBI agents into Chicago to assist the Chicago PD. Yeah. You know what happens when they do that? They come in, they enforce federal law, the U.S. attorneys charges these suspects, these thugs, these people that are responsible for the violent crime and shootings, they charge them federally. No more turnstile justice. You won't see these guys on the street tomorrow. They're going to jail. They're going to stay in jail until their trial or when they plead guilty. And then they're going away for mandatory minimums, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. That's what's going to happen. And the federal government and Donald Trump has the authority, the ability, the legal authority to do that. And it should be done.
Well, and here's the thing, and this is what I don't comprehend at all, and it makes me realize that these Democrat mayors really aren't all that smart. They think that by cooperating with Trump that they're going to look like a turncoat to the cause, and maybe they will be for the far left in the country. But here's the thing. Your job as the mayor is to provide for the safety of your residents, and that's likely going to lead to a better political outcome for you. You're going to have a greater chance of being reelected if you provide a safe city for your people to live in than you do if you watch it be destroyed at every turn because you didn't have the backbone to stand up. So whether you can't bring yourself to send in your own police force, at least accepting the help of the federal government helps you win. And that's what I mean, Bernie, it is beyond disgusting to see the willingness that the left is willing to play with the safety of people's lives. We're talking about Black Lives Matter all the time. Who's predominantly dying? Who are 14 or 15 of those victims outside that funeral home last night on the south side of Chicago?
They were all black.
It wasn't white
people.
They were all black. And you don't hear word one from anybody about this stuff that is championing the Black Lives Matter mantra. So what we got to do, friends, we have to put on our thinking caps here, and we have to say what is good for the most number of people, for the most number of innocent people, and then we have to pursue that.
Right. You know what, Jeff? Here's the bottom line. I would rather, if I was a Democratic mayor running one of these cities, I'd give it a shot to say, you know what? I don't like the president. I don't agree with his policies, but we need help. I've asked the president to come in, send us the federal investigators and agents, and then I'd promote that later. We reduced violent crime. We reduced murder. I did that.
Right.
Because I made that request. I'd much rather do that than stand up there and say, yeah, I'll never deal with the president. And, oh, by the way, we have the highest violent crime, the highest shootings, and the highest murder rate in the United States. But I'm not dealing with the president. It's complete lunacy.
This is what you get when you put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders in charge of your domestic policy agenda. And that's what the Democratic Party, in large measure now, headed by Joe Biden, is doing. And none of it makes sense. And if you know what my good friend John Catsimatidis always says is, if we just have people of good common sense come together, we can solve these problems. It's when you have these principled ideologues that are saying we won't budge on this that people end up dying in the street. Bernie Carrick, we appreciate your service not only to the great city of New York, but to your country, and to keeping your eye finally attuned on what's going on. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Jim.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, an important update. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough getting ready to close out hour number one on Radio Night Live tonight. Thank you for making us the choice of more weekend radio listeners than any radio broadcast in the country every weekend. I'm so grateful. Harker's Brothers Group, the research firm out of New York City, said that 94% of those that listen to Kevin McCullough want more Kevin McCullough. And that's one of the highest grades they've ever seen amongst contemporary talk show hosts of this era. And I couldn't be more honored than to have learned that. And I hope that you will spread the word that on Saturday nights we've got important information for you and glad to provide it for you. And really thankful for great partners. There's radio stations from the New England area all the way to San Diego, from Washington State all the way to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and everywhere in between. For instance, in the great city of Atlantic City, New Jersey, the great WPG and the great Harry Hurley and everybody that's part of that station. I've been told by the program director there that we are responsible for the listenership of, I think it's 2 out of every 3 radios on a Saturday night that are tuned in. I'm so honored and so humbled and so thankful that we've earned your trust. And I know that it's resonating, because when we do things together, when I ask you to join me in efforts, I have noticed that you have responded. And I need to brag on you for a second. Because in the midst of the pandemic and in the midst of the crises that we were facing with the economy and so forth, I did not know if, when my friends at Christian Solidarity International said, Kev, do you think we could, we've got 96 slave liberations going on, negotiations for the lives of 96 slaves, do you think that we could get the Radio Night Live people to respond and to help us secure the bags of hope that we need to give those slaves once they are liberated? And, I was very worried about the economy, and I was very worried about the ability to do that, and I shouldn't have been, because you have blown me away week after week. Friends, we are now, after only a few weeks of telling you about this, we are only 8 liberated slaves away from having liberated all 96. So if there were 8 of you tonight that could pick up a phone and dial 888-342-1010 and either do a one-time gift of $250 or maybe a 10-month gift of $25 a month, or maybe there's someone tonight that could write a $2,000 check. That $2,000 check would liberate the final 8 slaves that have not been liberated in our spring effort with Christian Solidarity International. These are South Sudanese Christians whose only crime was being in the wrong place at the wrong time. They're mostly women. They have been raped. They've been brutalized. We are bringing them home to South Sudan. We are giving them a brand new life. And friends, the 116 of you that have already participated in this effort, I just cannot say thank you enough to. But it's those final 8 that I'm really worried about. Could you write a $2,000 check tonight and say, yeah, we'll get those final 8 slaves done? Or maybe you could do 4 slaves at $1,000, or 2 at $500, or just help one lady receive her freedom for $250. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. And thanks to Marslin, Brian, Tom, Lee, Michael, Stephen, Dustin, Jerry, all for giving.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.